You know, it's fugitive Australian journalist Shane Dowling from the website and YouTube channel Kangaroo Court of Australia. Now, federal opposition leader Peter Dutton has been getting free legal advice, but we don't know what for, and he won't say, neither will the law firm. And the fact that he's getting free legal advice and won't say raises a lot of questions. Now, I've just published an article on the matter, and it's titled Peter Dutton, Bill Shorten, and Tony Abbott Received Free Legal Services from Law Firm Arnold Bloch Leibler. Why? And that's published on Sunday, the 2nd of February, 2025, and it starts off, Peter Dutton is receiving free legal advice from law firm Arnold Bloch Leibler, but Dutton won't say why, which is a massive scandal given we're only a few months away from an election and voters have a right to know. It was reported on the 27th of December, 2024 by the Sydney Morning Herald. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has updated his gifts register 2 days before Christmas to reveal he is receiving free legal advice from politically connected Melbourne law firm regarding undisclosed legal matters. On the 23rd of December, Dutton declared three new gifts from different benefactors, including Chinese tea, a bottle of whiskey, and ongoing legal assistance from Arnold Bloch Leibler re legal matters. Arnold Bloch Leibler specialises in commercial law, particularly tax disputes, but has also a history of providing advice to politicians on matters ranging from defamation to their eligibility to serve in Parliament. Spokesperson for Dutton declined to answer questions about the nature of the advice, its dollar value, and whether the opposition leader believed the gift created any perceived conflict of interest. "We do not comment on any legal matters," the spokeswoman said. When asked about Dutton's legal advice, Arnold Bloch Leibler, senior partner Mark Leibler, told the Sydney Morning Herald, "I'm not going to talk about it." Geoffrey Watson, SC, a barrister and a director of the Centre of Public Integrity, said Dutton should provide at least a general description to the public. And I go on to say, is Peter Dutton being investigated for criminal offences or civil offences, or does Dutton want legal advice to hide his ill-gotten millions? We'll have a look at Peter Dutton and his free legal advice closer in a minute. But first, let's look at the law firm giving the free legal advice and their links to the Liberal Party and Labor Party. Law firm Arnold Bloch Leibler have offices in Melbourne and Sydney and have previously given free legal advice and services to Tony Abbott for defamation, Bill Shorten for a Royal Commission and alleged rape, Josh Frydenberg for a lawsuit to have him disbarred from Parliament, and currently Peter Dutton for a secret reason. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, free legal advice and services in 2012. And I quote from an article, though previously disclosed, the Prime Minister did list pro bono legal advice in a defamation case brought by John Setka. Abbott is represented by Michael Willihan, Timothy McAvoy, and Arnold Bloch Leibler. It was reported in 2013. Leading Melbourne law firm Arnold Bloch Leibler recently celebrated its 60th anniversary with a cocktail party at which Prime Minister Tony Abbott was a special guest, along with a plethora of VIPs, including Israel's ambassador to Australia. Former Labor leader Bill Shorten, free legal advice and services from 2014 to 2016. Arnold Bloch Leibler and former federal court judge Ray Finkelstein represented Bill Shorten during the Trade Union Royal Commission from 2014 until 2016, and maybe longer, for free. Arnold Bloch Leibler also represented then opposition leader Bill Shorten when he faced a historic rape allegation in 2014. Bill Shorten sold a house in 2019, and the change of title documents were lodged by Arnold Bloch Leibler. The law firm has a long history with Shorten. Partner Leon Zweier, having represented Shorten pro bono at the 2015 Trade Union Royal Commission. Josh Frydenberg, free legal advice and services in 2019 and 2022. AFR reported in February 2022, Arnold Bloch Leibler performed an honourable public service representing Josh Frydenberg in the abhorrent challenge to the Treasurer of Australian citizenship brought by activist Michael Steindl. He told The Age last week that ABL's costs, Arnold Bloch Leibler, of $410,000 would bankrupt him. Arnold Bloch Leibler also represented Frydenberg in his 2016 attempt to suppress a transcript of his Australian Federal Police interview in 2003 when Frydenberg was an advisor to Foreign Minister Alexander Downer, and the Australian Federal Police were investigating a major intelligence leak to the Herald Sun columnist Andrew Bolt. Former Liberal Party MPs Arthur Sinodinos and Jason Falinski have also received free legal advice and services from the law firm Arnold Bloch Leibler. One thing that Peter Dutton, Bill Shorten, Tony Abbott, and Josh Frydenberg have in common is that they are all big supporters of Israel. And I would assume Arthur Sinodinos and Jason Falinski are as well. Supporting Israel seems to be a requirement for the federal politicians to receive free legal advice and services. The Age reported in August 2023, in 1969, when Mark Liebler joined Arnold Block to partner in a small Lonsdale law firm venture. He knew full well, being a Jewish lawyer, none of the establishment firms would have taken him on, Liebler told an audience at the Grand Hyatt Melbourne Savoy Ballroom on Monday night. The glittering guest list for the event of Arnold Block Liebler's 70th anniversary was evidence of the firm is small no longer. Anthony Albanese was listed as a guest of honour in a room stacked with political heavies, including Labor ministers Bill Shorten, Mark Dreyfus, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, and his coalition rival John Pesutto. Brittany Higgins' legal services for the Bruce Lerman and Linda Reynolds defamation cases. When I read that Arnold Block Liebler lawyer, Leon Zwei, is representing Brittany Higgins for the Bruce Lerman defamation case, my first thoughts were, are Arnold Block Liebler playing both sides of the fence, given their close relationship with the Liberal Party and leaking to the Liberal Party? It was reported in December 2023, Brittany Higgins' lawyer, Leon Zwei, was recently recorded last week at a Sydney bar discussing with her fiancé, David Shiraz, how she could answer cross-examination questions about her secret $2.4 million payout. Mr. Zwire has strongly denied that he was coaching his client through her fiancé, David Shiraz, which is strictly prohibited during cross-examination. I have to wonder if Leon Zwire declared the conflict of interest to Brittany Higgins, but I assume Brittany Higgins is happy with Arnold Block Liebler and lawyer Leon Zwire, so I'll leave it at that. Foreign connection. Mark Liebler, a lawyer for Arnold Block Liebler, serves as chairman of the Australian Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, while his son Jeremy, also a partner at the firm, heads the Zionist Federation of Australia. Should Australian politicians be receiving free legal advice from a law firm with close connections to a foreign government, such as Israel, whose Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and government are accused of war crimes and genocide? A law firm knowing the dirty laundry of numerous Australian federal politicians would be very handy if the foreign country wanted to influence the Australian government. I believe no law firm should be giving free legal advice to politicians. If politicians need legal advice relevant to their work, there are government lawyers who can help them. The reality. What would happen if a law firm with close links to China or Russia gave the same type of free legal advice and services to federal politicians? Well, we all know what would happen. It'd be shut down in world record time. And what would happen if accounting firms gave free legal advice to federal politicians on how to minimise their tax or how to set up tax-avoiding companies in the Cayman Islands? Once again, it'd be shut down in world record time. Peter Dutton's free legal advice. Is Peter Dutton giving, or has he promised to give, anything back to Arnold Block Liebler in return for their free legal advice? I have no doubt he has. Is Peter Dutton facing criminal charges by the National Anti-Corruption Commission for the Paladin $532 million fraud scheme or the Canstruct $1.8 billion fraud scheme when Dutton was Home Affairs Minister? Is Peter Dutton facing allegations from a former staffer like numerous other MPs have faced? Is Peter Dutton getting advice on his family trust to hide his millions of dollars? We know what other federal politicians receive their free legal advice for, as per the above article. And Australia has a federal election due by May 2025, and we have a right to know what Peter Dutton is getting his free legal advice for, especially if it goes to his suitability as a politician. The above article raises a lot of issues, but in the short term, the federal election is the main issue, and given Parliament will be sitting next week, someone in Canberra should demand that Peter Dutton reveals what his free legal advice is for. To me, that's a pretty blatant rort, free legal advice. Companies don't give politicians anything for free unless they're expecting something in return, and that sort of rort needs to stop for many reasons. And you can go to my website, Kangaroo Court of Australia, and read that article. There's a lot of links there, which you can click on for further information. And please hit the like and subscribe button and notification button so you get notified when I publish new videos. And please share this video on social media. And Kangaroo Court of Australia's independent media publisher website and a YouTube channel. And I'm 100% crowdfunded from viewers like yourself. So please support my Patreon account or PayPal account. The links will be below this video on YouTube and also on my website. You can donate any amount, $3, $5, $10, $15, $20, $30, $40, $50 a month, whatever suits your budget, all helps out in a big way. Or you can do one-off donations. Other than that, thank you for your time and have a good day.